We have Alec Abaneros from Almighty Warrior back in the studio. Great to have you back, Alec.
Thanks, Brigitte. It's great to be back with you and the listeners.
That is, well, there's a topic we're going to be talking about, and that is breaking the habit. I think first, before we start on how to break the habit, what is bad habits?
Well, if you think about anything that you do repetitively that has a detrimental effect on your health, on your wellness, on your spiritual well-being, then that is a bad habit. And we get into the cycle of believing that by repetitively doing the same thing over and over again, we can expect a different outcome, which isn't the case. So we need to be able to identify what's not working and change it. And habits are absolutely key to being able to do that. So you need to be able to make and break habits in order to make the progress that you need to.
Let's bring it down to practical terms. A bad habit in the physical, what would that be?
Well, I mean, simplistically, that's a lack of exercise, being physically active. So we are way too sedentary in our modern lives. And then now we need to make a purposeful effort to be active. And many people don't do that. So, you know, we are inclined to seek comfort wherever possible, and that is really detrimental to your health. So growth, as they say, is on the other side of discomfort.
About 10 years ago, maybe even longer, Alec, they said that sitting was the new smoking. And you've just said now that sedentary lifestyle is now the way that people are going, and that is now becoming a bad habit. Smoking is a bad habit.
Yeah.
And you've just referred it in a practical term, which people might not even realize that just sitting doing nothing or just relaxing, I think they're just relaxing. But the fact of the matter is we need to do have balance. Yes, there is time to chill, there's time to relax, there's time to also get out there and get more active, be it going for a walk or going for a run or going for a cycle or whatever it may be, going to the gym. But that is the key in breaking that habit from a physical point of view.
Yeah.
From a spiritual point of view, what would you say is the simple term about a bad habit?
Well, I think that the one that we really need to focus on is we all believe that the Bible is the Word of God, but do we actually put it into action? Do we actually apply what we read to our lives? So over the past few weeks, we've looked at many scriptures instructing us to be physically active, instructing us to eat healthily and nutritiously. But do we actually do that? Do we take the Bible and apply the practical advice to our daily lives?
There's that expression we know all too well, and you've said it very often over the weeks, is you can't expect to do the same thing over and over and over and expect different results. How do we change our results, Alec?
So you need to start by changing your thought process. And I think most people have got a wrong perception about who they are. They don't know who they are in Christ. They don't believe what the Bible and what God thinks and believes about themselves. So they value their own opinion of themselves above the Lord's opinion of them. And effectively, who's on the throne if you are superseding God's opinion of who you are? And it's through renewing your mind and your thoughts that you are able to actually grow and mature as a Christian. So, you know, we are specifically instructed. I think the verses in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, where it talks specifically about thought, purpose, action, and it shows you that there is a correlation and a connection between them. So you need to renew your mind. You need to believe what God does about you. And then you can then put that into action. And by doing that and believing what God does and says about you, you end up feeling great, and you experience that love and the joy and the peace that reinforces, that provides the results for you to get into a positive spiral. So you go from thinking to action to having the results, which are the positive, uplifting feelings. We've spoken about both nutrition and exercise upregulating your mood, your emotions, your feelings. And then that again leads to action, which leads again to thinking and results. So it becomes a loop, and it can either become a positive spiral of growth and upliftment, or a negative spiral. So if you're in a great place and things are going really well with your health, with your nutrition, exercise, your life in general, you've got a purpose and a vision, then just keep on doing what you're doing. And if not, then you need to look at what you're doing, take ownership, and have a look and see what you can do to change that. There's two different schools of thought and approaches there. The one is to find the biggest, most difficult, radical thing that will make the biggest impact and difference in your life. By default, that's going to be the hardest to achieve. And then on the opposite extreme, it's to start, and this is the more likely route to success, with implementing a habit first and then improving it second. So if you are inactive, just get active. Just start walking. You don't need to set yourself an unattainable goal. Set something that you can achieve, but that helps you to work towards, you know, successive goals that will help you achieve your vision and your purpose that you are here for. If you're alive, you've got a purpose, and you've got a role to play, God wants you to live a victorious, healthy, overcoming life.
Alec, I'm thinking of the listener that's listening to what you're saying this morning, works long hours, leaves the house early, gets home late, and just probably you might just be thinking there's just no time in the day for them to fit it in. I know we think often that exercise means going outdoors and doing these long, at least half an hour to an hour runs or whatever it may be, just basically just taking an hour out of your day, what I'm basically getting to. For the listener that would love to break that habit of not being able to get into a regular exercise, you're talking about starting small and improving on it. Yeah. How do they improve if they work these really long hours? They've got responsibilities when they get home as well. And just to encourage them also to get going.
There's an interesting concept. It's called habit stacking. And what it is you use something that you do on a regular basis as a cue to do an additional something new that you're not used to doing. So for argument's sake, you know, every time you go to the loo, you can go and do a couple of squats. Every time you're making coffee while you're waiting for the kettle to boil, you can do some press-ups against the counter or some dips. So the whole concept of doing micro workouts and doing them consistently at various periods throughout the day, before you know it, 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there, and you've actually found your 30 minutes for the day of physical activity. So you really don't need to be dependent on going to a gym or doing an activity. There is plenty that you can do within the confines that you are faced with through your daily life. So
that's really encouraging, Alec, because habit stacking, that's brilliant. I can just imagine people now doing these press ups while they're waiting for the kettle to boil, and if they boil the kettle five times and they do 10 press ups, you're doing 50 press ups that day actually.
Yeah.
And maybe even taking one less sugar in their coffee or their tea or whatever it is that they are drinking. I can just imagine the guys here at Impact Radio, I can just Tondi and Stephen in the kitchen there. Guys, can I make you tea or coffee? And then walking in there and they're doing these press-ups. But what's nice to know is that you don't need the equipment that one thinks that you need to go out and be at a gym membership or have in your house. You need dumbbells. And all. Yes, it's nice to have, but you don't need the equipment to get going and started with your exercise regime.
Yeah, well, on the exercise front, as we've said before, there's two distinctly different things that we need to be doing. And the one is cardiovascular exercise. So that's a long sustained elevated heart rate that you get from walking, jogging, swimming, cycling, etc. And you need to be doing that sort of at least for half an hour at a time, three times a week. And then you've got the strength building, muscle building exercises that you need to be doing also three times a week for about half an hour at a time. And those are the minimum that your body requires. So the less physically active you are, the more effort you need to put into adding it back into your life. So, you know, if you can avoid taking the escalator or the lift, then do use the stairs. But whatever you do, try to be more physically active and your body will thank you. So you will definitely experience that the happy side effect of training and exercise, and the same goes for your nutrition. So we all know intuitively whether what we're eating now is beneficial or not. And if it's not helping you to achieve your goal and your purpose and your vision, then why are you doing it? You know, and if your health is less than optimal, then who's to blame? You can't pass the buck. You've got to be able to accept it, take ownership, and then act on it. And what we're saying is take the smallest incremental step in the right direction and then build on it and just do it consistently over time, and you'll see the difference.
Alec, you speak about taking responsibility. There are people that have kids, and it's also essential that the children, they also start building these good habits from a young age. And it's for the parents out there to also be creating these habits. And how do they do it? They see it in their parents.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to a park run, and it is so great to see how many parents are taking their kids out from while they're in the pram already. They've got this pushchair. They know there's going to be one major hill at some stage on some of these routes, and they go for it. And then they've got the toddler that is running with the mom or the dad. And I think that is such a great way to get your kids into that mindset, into that habit, that fun, exercise is fun. Fun is outdoors.
Yes.
Being away outside, doing a little bit of running. It doesn't have to be the whole 5Ks, but I sometimes feel like these kids don't know the difference between 5Ks and 10Ks, and they sprint and they have the energy of, it's amazing. It's so encouraging to know that they just have so much energy and they just want to be out there and doing exercises. And starting from such a young age, seeing the importance and the benefit of kids, healthy,
you know, kids are incredible, and they are capable of so much more. The Appalachian Trail in America is, I think it's about 2,600 Ks long, and the youngest kid to have done the full thing is 7 years old. His parents decided it was time to go and do it. The kid came along and,
finished.
2,600 Ks. So it's most certainly possible, and you'll be totally amazed at what they can do. So, I can remember, I'll just digress a little bit, but as a youngster, I think I was in grade one, we had a sponsored walk, and I went around the neighborhood collecting sponsorships for walking. And then I can remember having to go back and try and collect the money when I actually ended up walking 18Ks. And some of the people owed me a small fortune. That was quite interesting doing debt collecting as a grade one to neighbors that totally underestimated what's possible.
They said you're going to do 5 laps and a rand a lap, and then they'll end up spending more than 3 times that amount. That's very interesting. Alec, great to have you in studio today. We're going to go into the news, one song and then into the news, but great to have this conversation and to think of exercise differently and think of the importance of creating these new habits and forming these habits also with the kids as well, to know that we need to also be imparting these good, healthy exercise habits with kids as well.
Absolutely. And I'd just like to leave the listeners with Ephesians 3:20. If they go and read that and they see what the intent of the Lord is, then I want to encourage you to actually become all you were intended to become in your own unique way, that as you were created. So you need to understand your purpose and then fuel and train to help you achieve your purpose.